was another birthday nod. A happy birthday to Charlie Parker. Charlie Parker would have turned 96 on this coming Monday. Yeah, how about that? But he died in 1955. At the age of 34 and change. But we still are moved by his music very much. At least I am. I don't know if anyone else is. That was entitled Little Suede Shoes, by the way.
Thank you.
Going backwards, so that ended up being Round Midnight, which is a tune by Thelonious Monk, sort of one of the great compositions in the jazz canon. Before that, it was just an improvisation on alto sax that led into that, and before that was a tune that we just made up right now. That has nothing to do with peacocks, but this... I don't know what it was, but it sounded pretty good. It came out okay, but we're going to play another song that I wrote in, I think, 2002, entitled whatever Stan wants.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Just kind of off topic somewhat. Are any of you familiar with the jazz cabaret series that's been going on at the State Theater called Jazz in the Attic? Okay, well, for those of you who aren't, I want to just do a little commercial for that because I'm the artistic director of it. We're doing a monthly, started back in February, believe it or not, a monthly jazz cabaret series in the attic at the State Theater. And if you're not familiar with the attic, it is directly above the lobby. It's a small space. It's at capacity with 60 people in there to listen. So it's a really wonderful, intimate music space. But anyways, I'd encourage you to check this out if you enjoy the music. It's a nice listening environment. Anyhow, end of that commercial. And we're going to play Jitterbug Waltz. Fats Waller? Why not?
Thank you. Thank you.
Before we play our final selection, I would like to thank you all again for joining us this evening, for sticking around for both sets. Thank you, Greg Peterson and WPSU, Penn State Public Broadcasting, Craig Johnson up in the booth recording this, Joyce Robinson from the Palmer Museum of Art, and who sponsored this? Friends of the Palmer and Fred and Judy Sears. So thank you all, sincerely. We do appreciate the opportunity to bring this music to you and share it with you. So thanks for the invitation.
This is Public Radio WPSU 91.5 in Bowlesburg and 90.1 in Ridgeway. And that was the Rick Hirsch III, recorded live in August 2016 at Palmer Museum of Art on the University Park campus of Penn State as part of the Jazz at the Palmer concert series, supported in part by Friends of Palmer Museum and Fred and Judy Sears. You can hear an archived recording of tonight's and recent WPSU jazz shows at wpsu.org/jazz, and you can hear jazz 24/7 on WPSU3, one of our HD radio signals available on air and online at wpsu.org.